you may want to stop at the St. Mary Visitor Center, where you can enjoy their exhibit and participate in their free See and Do program. If you wish to stop there first, please turn me off. Don't turn me on again till we're back on this road again. Otherwise, on with the tour. Welcome to Glacier National Park. I'm Harry Pierce, your auto tape tour guide. What makes Glacier National Park so special that it lures visitors from all corners of the globe? Other parks have higher mountains, larger rivers, deeper valleys, denser forests, and even larger glaciers. Yet to some naturalists, it's as though nature devoted billions of years cleaving, sawing, and cutting at these ancient rocks to present us with this flawless jewel. As we drive through its dazzling brilliance, perhaps you'll understand why, to so many people, Glacier is the perfect diamond of parks. But before we get too involved, let me tell you how to get the most out of your auto tape tour. The most important thing to remember is to try to keep your speed at about 30 miles an hour. That way, what I'm describing will match what you're seeing. On this auto tape tour, we have 11 recommended stops. As we approach each of these, you'll hear this sound. That's your signal to turn me off. You don't turn me on again till we're back on the road, headed for our next stop. If along the way you decide to stop, or look at something, or to take a picture, that's okay. It won't disrupt the continuity of our trip, as long as you remember to turn me off. You got it now? When you hear this signal, or when you want to stop, turn me off. And when we're back on the road, turn me on. Our first recommended viewpoint, about 2.5 miles from here, is at Triple Divide Peak Pullout, and it should take us about 6 more minutes to get there. Meanwhile, let me give you some background information about the park. In 1932, the United States and Canada established the Waterton Glacier International Peace Park as a symbol of goodwill between the two countries. The line separating the two parks is, rather than an international border, a park border. On Canada's side lies Waterton Lakes National Park, and on the United States side sprawls Glacier National Park, more than 1,500 square miles of unspoiled wilderness. Our drive takes us along Going to the Sun Road, the only paved road which cuts clear across the park. This drive, incidentally, is considered by many to be the most sensational 50-mile drive in not only this country, but possibly in the world. If you're new to these parts, the name Going to the Sun Road probably sounds like a bit of whimsy out of Alice in Wonderland, but it supposedly comes from an ancient Indian legend. The Blackfeet Indians used to tell the story of Napi, the old man who came here from the sun in order to create the world. After Napi created the rocks, the forest, and all its birds, animals, and fish, he fashioned mankind from clay. When all his work was done, Napi set out for home. He climbed a tall mountain, and when he reached its summit, disappeared in a maelstrom of snow and lightning. When the storm subsided, it was followed by a burst of sun, indicating, I suppose, that Napi had gotten home safely. The Indians named the mountain he climbed Going to the Sun Mountain, and the naming of this road is really a pickup of that. As I said, this is supposedly an Indian legend, but truthfully, most of us think the whole legend was invented by an imaginative, storytelling white man. The rugged mountain splendor of Glacier offers a natural habitat for all sorts of wildlife. At least 57 species of mammal make their homes here, including some animals that are extinct in other parts of the country. There are more than 210 species of birds living in various parts of the park. As for trees, plants, and wildflowers, nowhere can you find a greater abundance and variety than right here in Glacier. The terrain of its more than 1 million acres of land is a study in dramatic contrast. Like all national parks in America, Glacier comes under the supervision of the United States Department of the Interior. Under their aegis, the park is staffed by members of the National Park Service. The park rangers who patrol and protect the park are courteous and friendly and anxious to help you enjoy your visit to their park. But they're also zealous guardians. So please obey their rules about not feeding animals, not picking flowers, and so forth. In about 2 minutes, we'll arrive at our first viewpoint. From the pullout there, you'll see Triple Divide Peak. This mountain lies smack on the Great Divide and is one of the two places in North America whose waters eventually spill into three oceans instead of two. If you don't know about the Great Divide, you probably don't understand a thing I'm saying. So if there are any children in the car who haven't learned about it yet, let me give you a simple explanation of the divide. First of all, some people call it the Great Divide. Others call it the Continental Divide. And still others refer to it as the Great Continental Divide. They're all one and the same imaginary line, which runs north to south from Alaska to Cape Horn and through the Rocky Mountain system. On our trip, we'll cross the divide at Logan Pass. At that time, if you were to drop a trickle of water on the east side of the divide, it would eventually find its way to the Atlantic Ocean. If you dropped another trickle of water right next to it, but on the western side of the divide, it would ultimately drain out into the Pacific Ocean. In North America, there are only two places where drainage splits among three oceans. One of them is in the Columbia ice fields of Canada. The other is at Triple Divide Peak. At either of these places, a drop of rain could wind up eventually in the Atlantic, the Pacific, or the Arctic Ocean. When you get out of the car at our viewpoint, there will be a mountain looming behind you. That's called Single Shot Mountain. It was given that name because they say that's where George Bird Grinnell, a famous explorer known as the father of this park, is reported to have killed a running bighorn sheep with a single shot. Enjoy your first stop. You may turn me off now, but don't forget to turn me on when we're back on the road, headed for our next viewpoint.